one right and beginning to visit with Viola. She lived with Sharp down in front of Bernard Patterson's this Monday, the 8th of July, 74. Channel one right and the beginning of the visit, this two-hour visit with Viola picking peas in the kitchen this Monday, the 8th of July, 74. Channel one right and the beginning of the visit with Viola, she lived with Sharp, down in front of Bernard Patterson's, picking peas, 2 hours, this Monday, the 8th of July, 74.
What you like best? I like a dish pan the best if you got one. Well, I don't know if I've got one around here. Hmm.
Well, I'm
going to
get
you this'll do right here, honey. I'll get a paper. You just sit there.
I just want to jump away.
Yeah. What about a sack?
I need to be ready.
Huh? I need to be ready. Well, we're going to take all this. I'm going to turn the fan on pretty soon. Let's sit in here. Pull the fan and give me a cold. Well, I don't lean on you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to turn it on you. I'm just going to turn it over here. Let's put it right here so we can sit. No, we're not going to turn the fan on you. Hey, put it. Now, we can stick it right down the table. And you pull your chair up right here. That's right. Now, I'll help pick two. You want to go to the two, Sheila? Well, I'm going to learn. Now, you're going to teach me. You're going to show me how. All right, give me something to put the hole
in. Well,
how you doing? All right,
how you doing? I want to see you in the kitchen. Let me give you a little fan.
She said she doesn't want his fan on her. It seems to give her a cold, but I told her if you put that towel in here, or I put the hole in, it'd be nice.
Well, it'll give you a cold.
Yeah. I ain't used to.
Or if it don't give you a cold, it'll give you a crank.
She said she did better with a dish pan. Isn't it awful? I didn't have a dish pan.
Well, they won't jump away from me and get on the floor.
Okay. Was resting. Just 2 hours after that. Huh. Woo! Now, let me watch you. See how you do it.
You never feel anything?
Yeah, but I don't feel them right.
What about to do with y'all? Some of these cheese are kind of rotten.
Yeah, well, we don't want those, do we?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes one or two get in here, though.
Yeah, I like these, you see. I don't. Yeah. When they don't look right, I just throw them away. That's all I know to do. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
They used to sell some of them, some parts the other day. I tell you, it takes such a long time. Do you like to show him? Look, he found a dish pan.
Okay. I got my regular just about full. Got to be cleaned out, though.
Now, what was Sharp good for? Was he pretty good at anything?
He used to be a carpenter. But you guys told you wasn't there, you were.
Well, did he find things and stuff like that?
Well, he didn't do much other than me, since he's with me. But he said he used to.
Hmm?
He said he used to.
Well, now you see, I'm not a pea picker, but I found this dishpan for you.
I would want that in there.
Well, now you have to tell me, because you told me what I... If that didn't cook hard, don't put it in.
No, it cooked out the rest of them, but it gets a different color.
Oh, let me see that. Yeah, well, that's the old speckle pea, isn't it?
Yeah.
How'd that get in there?
Well, it mixes up seeds sometimes.
You put them in your freezer?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I just wash them and put them in a plastic bag.
You don't blanch them? You don't boil them a little bit?
No, ma'am.
And they keep?
Keep pretty good. Keep till I get to eating them up.
How do you cook them?
How I cook them?
How do you cook them?
I just put them in a pot and boil them. I don't defrost them before I put them in there. Just put them on in the pot.
What am I going?
Meat and stuff, my favorite stuff, and then what else? Let's do that plan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What this? The major?
Mm-hmm. You don't want that?
The fan.
This fan?
Yes, sir.
All right, what you did, Red? I washed it out. Look better than this.
Okay, as far as I do. Now, if I had a little something for you, chill in.
This little old pan's all right.
Well, I talked to Sharp, and he seemed to be, I thought he was, well, you know, he'd do a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, he done got so he wasn't able to do much then. He thought he was able, but he wasn't.
Was that his little patch out there in front of your house?
I see what was green.
Ah, you had rows of a lot of things out there, don't you remember?
Yes, me his.
Well, did he know anything about a garden or anything?
He knows the right spot about farming. He used to wait for Mr. Wood.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, where did he come from?
He used to slow it.
But he lived around here?
His home was in Houston, Florida, and he just happened to come through there and fix up Mr. Jesse Walker's house.
Oh, really?
And when he got here, he stayed.
Well, well, now you see, I didn't know that. I didn't have any idea. I sure didn't.
They said they had to move out to have it fixed, so he coming on, he fixed it and let them stay right on in.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jesse and
Amy.
When I see Jesse, I never saw him. He'd gone when I got here. But Amy, I used to see her all the time.
Francis got the house now.
Yeah. I don't see Francis though. I used to go by there, you know, and Amy'd be sitting out there, and I'd stop and sit on the porch with her. I put some cows in there one time. Oh, it was heavy land. You talk about heavy land, don't you? You know, right down there a little bit below, Amy?
Yeah.
Right there where it's low. That's
yeah, but we played down there one year. Oh. Water took us.
Yeah. You just have to replant it, wouldn't you?
And let it alone.
Just let it alone?
Yeah.
Well, when I put them cows there, it hadn't been plowed for some time, and that behair grass was as thick as anything I ever saw. Oh, it was thick.
Mm-hmm. She tells me that she almost died 7 years ago. Tell God what you told me. It's hard to believe.
What was that?
I always had some the wrong thing in my mouth. That's something for you to spit in. Oh, that's what brought that from
you? Yeah.
If you want it.
We can get you some more.
That's what I always use when I chew tobacco.
Yeah. And we can always get you some more of that stuff if you want it.
Yeah. When I was laying out, I had a spell of sickness not laying out there one night. They asked me, is something right, look like it's going right through the top of the house? They asked me, would I be willing to take care of another old sick man? I said, no, Jesus, I said. I'm down here sick now, I'm trying to get to go to my church. I'm hoping I can get up and go to my church, I said. And, I'm going to take care of another old sick man. I said, oh, no. Will you be willing to say you took care of old sick lady? I wondered for the longest who was the old sick lady, but I could come to him after.
And this voice just told you this.
Yeah, there's a voice coming right through the top of the house. See, if you're willing to do what I say, thou heed. And it spoke two or three times that I hear. I jumped about that bed and I don't know what I'd done when I jumped out that bed. I told you, I said, yeah, I'll do anything you say to me. And I got right up and been going ever since.
done fine.
Now, how can you believe that?
And I was a sick woman, too.
You thought you were going to die.
Yes, my brother had done said he had done told me he's coming out there to stay. Because he didn't thought I was going to live. When you come back next time, he always said, you ain't going to die.
Well, what do you think?
And then they told me, one of the told me, said, don't worry about no welfare. I said, don't worry about no welfare.
Don't worry about any welfare?
Yeah. And I went to the store that Friday. I had a welfare check.
Well, how about that?
And the husband told me he wasn't going to send me now. And I went right on down there and found him. And they done sent one. One come somewhere.
That's something. Well, what do you think happened?
Well, that was the Spirit of the Lord. Let me know I could be healed, and then showed me he could heal me. And he healed me and let me go on back to the church. He even told me to bring the church to me.
Now, what was that? You said you couldn't go to church?
Yeah. I said I wasn't able to go to church. And I want to get, and talking about taking care of another man. And I ain't able to go to church. And I want to go to church. So he let me know you can heal him and let me go to the church.
Was that the time
you... And this old lady, what he was speaking about, I had forgot about that. This old lady Janet Dill. I used to see after her. I would go to her house every day, see about her. Nobody else couldn't, no other woman couldn't go there. Could no woman go there but me. She run them away. And they had been here around her for years. And she wouldn't let them come there. And she sick away, she wouldn't let them come. She got so she'd come to my house. I told her one day, I said, you come through these woods again to my house. I said, if you come, why don't you come to the road, not come through the woods. I said, you come through these woods again, come out there and stay. Well, she got there. I went and got her. I told her, if you come through these woods again, I'm going to put a switch on. Would you put a switch on an old lady like you? Me? I said, if you come through these woods again, I'm going to put a switch on. I just told her that, you know. I wouldn't have heard of her nothing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing, I didn't want her to get hurt. And so, but when we moved, look before we moved, she had to go to the old home. And we told her that she'd get all right. She'd be all right and come back, and they let her come back. That we'd build a house and put it in. I should know they get back. She died. Name was Janet Jook.
Where she lived?
Went down there at the little, you know where Miss Smith stayed?
Yeah.
Well, I stayed in a little house, across in front of Miss Smith.
Oh, I see.
Then she stayed over in that little house. It done fell down now.
Yeah. They're right down there in the same neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I love to see us old folks, what older than I am. I done got older. I wonder,
would anybody be that way by me?
No, it won't happen to you. No, there's always other fella. Yeah.
Of course, she was showing no hope. She's an old lady showing no.
Yeah.
He had a dog there, well. And the dog got sick bit. And she killed that snook. And then didn't tell nobody nothing. She been killed the dog and put a dog in the house with her. And the dog died at that side. That's a sense. It's a shock. He was down there and dead, though. You want a flower on the dog, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally wasn't done much with no flower.
Oh, he did?
I said, Mr. Sharp told her that. I said, don't tell her that. Go ahead and put something on the dog, please. It's satisfied. Do everything you can to satisfy. Of course.
Did he?
He's worried about a dog.
Did he put some on?
I put some on.
You did. That's what I figured.
Well, he said he done enough to bury the dog. Now he wasn't going to do no more. I could cook for her. I see, but she wouldn't. Nobody else been that come there to come. I go cook some for her. Okay. Oh, yeah, ma'am. You know what I want me? I said, what you want? She said, I want. Listen now. She said, I want me some biscuits. You gonna cook them? No, cook them there. I said, yeah. I want me a pork chop and some shirts. I said, well, I got some shirts for the house. I eat your shirt, but I ain't eat nobody else's. Well, I cooked her some biscuits and I cut her, cooked her. Pork chop. Okay, that's a shirt. Oh, she sat down and she enjoyed that so good. And she got her to go off. Oh, she hated that thing. She hated the little so bad she didn't know what to do. She just cried. But the other people got it up. The good little.
To get rid of her.
Yeah. She could stay it on. And I'd have seen after that on, but other people, they wasn't satisfied because she didn't like them. Now Miss Lyle, she got so she could come see her. She let her come see her. And she got her away from here. Loud over to stay right down there.
Oh, yes. Miss Liza died in 66 or 7.
And when? 67.
It's been a good while.
Been that long?
It seems like it. Yeah. Yeah, sure has.
I know she died so Sharp died.
When Sharp died?
She died in Fitting, I think.
Yeah.
She was dead 4 years, going on 5.
Well, now, was Sharp still living down there where I knew about him?
Yeah.
You know where you living now?
Yeah.
You living there now?
Yeah. That's my little home.
Well, it's you got plenty of room there.
Yeah. Well, my brother, he stays there part of the time.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
He comes out from Gainesville.
Yeah.
But he don't come out enough to help you farm.
Well, he talk like he get a good place, he stay out in the farm. See where he at there in Gainesville. He got some pretty good little piece of land there, planted it something on him. He just be back as a bow. I hear from him every day. If he don't get you, then he call me up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know him, do I?
No. I don't think so.
I don't remember seeing him.
He's going to church here. He come to him at church on Sunday. He wasn't here this Sunday, but he and Jimmy B's here. It's a son.
Well, what do you know? Well, that's nice.
Uh-huh.
Which church do you go to?
Mario. Now, in a place, Center Port used to be. They call it Mario now. Where they're building that new church.
Yeah. That's a good place for them. However, there's not as so many people live right close there as they used to. As it must have been.
He was one of the deacons.
Oh, your brother?
Yeah.
What's his name?
William E. Black.
William?
Yeah. So most all of us call him Bully.
I see. Yeah. More people would know him by Bully than would William, huh?
She picks up a handful of peas and holds them in her hand.
Yeah.
And shells them like that, and I pick them up one at a time.
She goes about three times.
These peas, she always gone to the one.
Yeah. Not all of them good.
A half of them in this hole is rotten.
Oh, is it? Well, I just eat them rotten and all. It's like, wonder if I'm getting any rotten ones over here.
He says he's going to use his dried ones for seed.
Yeah.
And that's. So she screened them out.
And put in some more.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
What's the name of these peas? You know? They're not black eyes.
Cream peas.
Cream peas.
Yes.
I see.
It's a nice eating pea. I like them better than I do any other pea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you cooking with?
Well, I'm mostly cooking mine with butter because there's a whole lot of these bacon.
But butter don't season them up much, does it?
Yeah. That blue bonnet.
That'll season them a little?
Yeah. But you can cook them with meat. But the doctors don't allow me to eat bacon.
Yeah.
That means I have to put something else in my.
So you just don't eat it. A lot of people, the doctor doesn't allow to eat, but they go ahead and eat it.
Well, Well, I thought it'd be hot at it and then throw myself down.
I guess you've seen enough of that. You don't want to go that way yourself.
That's true. Don't be hard-headed.
No.
I ain't no big hard to go on.
No.
Well, when the Lord sees fit, I know he's going to take me. But I ain't no big hard.
That's what happened to Mag, you know. Mag Jackson, she had that medicine, but there's nobody there to make her take it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in good shape when I got on here, but she went down fast.
Sure did. All that one.
Yeah. She wouldn't take that medicine. A lot of them, you know, there's got to be somebody there to see that they go ahead and take the medicine.
Oh, she wasn't no young woman.
How far along would you say she was?
I don't know, but she got a daughter about my age. And I'm 65.
Well, now let me see. Mag died when I first come down here.
And her daughter's long same age.
I come down here around, that would be around 62 when she died.
Yeah.
That's been 10, 12 years. Well. Is her daughter your age?
Yes, sir.
Well, she is.
I know her when I was a girl. I mean, her used to be the girl. I used to stay out there in the hammock when I was a girl on Mr. Wallace Ward's farm.
Oh, really?
Out there to Hickman.
Yeah. How far from town?
Oh. 50 miles.
Yeah.
And they raise vegetables?
Yeah. And they used to farm out there.
You don't wear gaudy clothes like she does, though.
Yeah.
You don't dress up in gaudy clothes like,
Well.
She does.
You don't wave on the farm. I'm old farmer.
No, all she does is sit in the pressing club. I guess.
Well, I can't stay dressed up when I'm old farmer.
And you like that farming?
Yes, ma'am. I used to wait for Mr. Wood, Mr. Richardson. Raised up on the farm. So hard to know nothing. Wait for the meal a little bit.
Hold and picked and
I was over to see my boss lady the other day. She's kind of sick. Just made water. I wouldn't even know her enough.
Oh, yeah, down there at McIntosh.
Yeah.
And she's complaining?
Yeah. I forgot what kind of complaint she said she had. Sitting there with her feet up on her. So.
last time I seen her, she looked like she was.
She used to make dresses for me when I was a little girl.
Is that right?
I was a little girl, I was pretty good sized girl, because she ain't too much older than me.
Yeah. Yes, she's been hanging around down there a good long while, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Let me see. Pettish, what was her name?
Miss Pettish. Miss Pettish, she died. That was a stepmom. That's me, what a stepmom.
Yeah.
Well, she raised her. And she thought, always thought a heap of her. Just like she did her daughter.
I was trying to get her name straight.
You give her the post office. I know she must have thought of his brother. And she used to run the post office. Maybe we ought to get after Mr. Pettis to give it up.
Yeah. Pettis. That's
the
name. Yeah.
Mr. Pettis was Mayweather's father.
Them was pretty good times, wasn't it, when you lived out there on that place?
Yeah. Work, you put it with hard.
Did you work hard?
Yeah, we'd mostly work on the farm. My daddy shook up till he died. He died out there. We'd always had work for us to do. There's nowhere but on his little farm. Make us work too.
Make you keep at it.
Cause after I got grown, I was glad of it. But they made us work so we'd know how to do.
Yes.
So I'd have been fired off the job a minute a day if then they made me work. So they wouldn't have known how to do on other people's farms. I see he's his son home because they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But my mom and dad and me, us going away, so we learn.
Yeah. Well, you thought you was having a hard time then.
I remember I used to be picking peas. Mama had a switch bucket in her apron, and I couldn't pick no peas. I don't know. And I'd be looking at the switch. That rig, I ain't no lot on big peas. So I'm so glad one day my daddy come out there in the field. He said, "Cool." He said, "What in the world are you doing with that hanging on the side?" Okay. Maybe you're showing what? He said, "Well, you were getting more work out of you, put that switch down." Because them children in the room are crying and looking at us. Mama got shame, she put that switch down.
Yeah.
Then we could work. We wasn't looking on no switch.
Oh, you just couldn't keep your eyes off that switch?
No, ma'am. But I know when she hit, she hurt.
Yeah, you feel it.
Yeah, it wasn't nice to people do with the children now. Because I'm glad they let people do it to them now, because they get an old shoe or anything and knock them down. My mama didn't knock us down with a shoe. She did a switching thing out of the leg.
Yeah.
And that's the way the hooker charges for hooking.
That'll make him step high.
Yeah, and that'll go away from bone mill all the way aside the head, he'd be crazy.
Yeah, like a mule.
Be brain damaged then. Every time you get mad at him, you take a shoe or something and hit him or slap him over, take your fist and draw back and knock him over, he'd be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I see that's the way to do it or not.
But now
These young folks do it to them. I'm going to haul off and knock them over.
That
gives me the all over. And I see one not took a child and just knock it over.
Yeah.
It ain't my child, but I tell you the truth. I love children. I love to see them whoop if they don't do right. But don't take your fist and knock the child over.
Well, but you done better when your mama had some candy in her pocket.
Well, she didn't have no switch in her apron. She had a switch on her waist. I'd be sitting there looking at her. Yeah. I wouldn't be picking no feet at all. I'm just,
You just be looking at that switch.
I'd be reaching with one hand, picking feet and looking at that switch. My daddy come out there and see us one day. He watched us a long time. He come on up and tell us. Them children ain't gonna do nothing. You always got that switch. You put that switch down there, pick and peel. And when you put that switch down, I could take both hands and go home and pick the best I could. I wasn't no pee picker, but I could do his better once you put that switch down. You just see how the creek coming up now? Oh, I'm showing pee pee now, for.
And that was your mama?
Yeah.
And her name was Cora?
Yeah. Dead about 24 years, I think.
Oh, that's a long time.
He died in 50.
How long you been knowing Sharp?
Yeah. I mean, just
was that about when he come here?
Yeah.
Last time I seen him, he was right feeble.
Yeah.
Down there at his house, and he just couldn't get going that day.
Well, he got so he couldn't walk. And they come got him. His sister come got him.
Yeah.
I hear a killer. Yeah, well, I couldn't get you to come stay with him, but I guess I can handle you now. And the way she said. So I went. I went to the doctor also with him. My son had to told him in.
Yeah.
And she told me. Her sister come down there. She told me, she let him go. That's what the nurse told him. She let him go now. See. Because if he stay here, He won't live 2 weeks, over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But what if he go, he might do better. And say, then, so you'll bring him back, won't you? He asked her, wouldn't you bring him back? But she wouldn't let us hear what she told me.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear what they talk about. She asked her, would you bring him back when he get better? She said, yeah. And so, they came. She told me, the nurse told me, said, you better let him go, cause he said he ain't gonna do it for 2 weeks now. Then you keep on worrying, you'll be dead. So you sit now, and you need somebody to see after you, instead of you seeing after him.
Is that what she told you?
Yeah. I said, well, I ain't gonna run him away if he don't want to go. He said, no, that wouldn't be the right way. But his sister warned him and let his sister have him. And he done told me that he didn't want to go.
Oh.
Didn't want to go with her. He said, he wanted to stay here.
And at that time, you wasn't doing good yourself?
No, sir. I was about to go in the pneumonia.
Huh?
About to go in the pneumonia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it wasn't about to take care of you?
Yeah. No, sir. So, he went on back and he didn't live back in 1 day or 11 a week.
Oh.
Of course he did that. Well, that's one thing, he didn't want to stay there, I don't know. And I don't know how to treat him, but he didn't want to stay there.
Well, who took care of you?
My daughter come home and stayed a while.
Yeah.
And my brother, he stayed there with me.
Oh, I see. Is he any good around the house?
My brother?
Uh-huh.
He just fine.
Well, some of them ain't much good around the house, mm-hmm. are they?
He's just fine. I took care of my mother till she died.
I'll tell you somebody I haven't seen in a good while. That's that fella who lives over there in front of you. Old, what's his name? Old, Patterson.
Patterson?
Yes.
How about the boys or the man?
The man.
He went off, but he's back now.
He went off?
He went to see his father.
In Miami?
Yeah. He's back now.
Yeah.
He's somewhere on that tractor now, I think.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I haven't seen that tractor.
Mm-hmm. You can usually hear it if you don't see it.
You see, when Miss Bessie was living, I'd sit down there on that porch a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I'd see just about everybody, you know, sooner or later.
Yeah.
But now, I don't go down there anymore. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody there.
Yeah.
And, so, I don't, back here, you can't see who's passing. Well, I miss old Patterson running that school bus.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he did run that bus.
That.
Yes, sir. And they all talked about him being reckless with it, you know, and he never had any trouble with that bus. Never did. Mm-hmm. Never run into anything, did he? Did I ever heard of?
I didn't know you were on you. Oh, they're gonna talk about it. Don't talk about it. I don't care how good you do. People just got their mouth and they're gonna talk.
Yeah. Patterson plowed for me some once. And, it was dry up, yeah. Up there on that corner. Oh, it was dry.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a plow, and his plow wouldn't quite get down in it and cut.
Mm.
It's just too dry, hard.
Yeah.
And I ought to have known better than to plow it, you know, when it was that dry.
Mm.
I don't think he much wanted to plow it at that time, but you see, if you're going to pay him, he make the money, he can use the money, so he'll go ahead and do it.
I mean, no, that's just the money.
You got to have it.
You know, she had two of those hampers slung full of peas, Jack.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And she was just resting a little bit during the noon. So hot out there when I got there. You've picked many a pea, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am. I've been picking over there where you got them bad eyes. Over there by myself. I'm going to pick 6, 7, 8. 6 sometime, 8 sometime.
I didn't know you had any black eyes.
It's over there close where I stay.
Oh, yeah.
I saw from where I stay. Over there where that little house sitting out in the field. And the striped field out there. That little house about to fall down out there in the striped field. Where that steel gate is.
Yeah.
You got watermelons back over there somewhere. And you got peas back over there. Peas not for me, the watermelon.
Who's not it?
Isaiah.
Oh, there are. Oh, well, are there still some over there?
I don't think there. I think the people done got loose in them. They'll pick them for you, you know. They ain't no playing on them. They're too young.
Is that right?
They're well off one of their big ones. They get a job more than you will.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well. I guess Isaiah was used to that, ain't he? He's had that happen to him.
He ain't used to it. He's knowing. And you put laying them off and close to him. You know him.
I used to think it'd be fun to have a whole bunch of people out in the patch, you know, working in the field.
Yeah. You can't get them to do nothing. These old children, they like to have money, but they ain't gonna, pick no peas. That's the boy today. I say, you want to go with me to pick peas?
No.
Because I'm a little boy, too. We've been picking watermelon, helping with the watermelon. No, I don't think no peas. My mother told me when the peas first got there, after meeting, he'd help. Or he needed to work for. Well, I asked her, I said, one little boy, I said, I'd bring him out here and let him help pick peas if he didn't care. He said, well, you can bring one of them. I said, well, I don't want to bring but one. But I can't do number or two of them get out there, they'd just be running over the two pair.
Just be playing.
Yeah. He said, well, go out and bring care. And she'll come. So I told her about it. What he said. And told that boy, you know, he don't take no peace. Come out there one day and got a mess. And see. Asked a whole lot of questions. And he said he might be out back out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't seen him no more. Said he comes to the house and has some soda water.
Would that, if you had plenty of soda water out there, would that make any difference?
Well, yes. It makes a big difference because they come there all the time by.
Would they come out there and pick peas if they had soda water?
No, if they didn't come out and pick the peas, they'd come get the soda water.
Oh, they do like that soda water.
Yes, sir. I was sitting with a church when they go out to the church, so after quit selling down the church, I just keep it right on. Sitting by now. I'll carry that donation to the church. Every pastor would be, I just go ahead and pay $5. Well, the rest of them pay two, but I pay. I get the soda water and I'll sell some. Sometimes I do pretty good.
Hmm.
That'll help me pay my fee.
Yes.
And they still want it right on. Well, they're quite worrisome sometimes, I tell you the truth. Sometimes I feel like quitting. But they're feeling so worrisome.
Feeling are worrisome?
Yeah, they come there and say, I own a 2CRC. Now they look at that box and they see how many pets colas in there. And no, I don't believe I want that one, but I want to see. Texas. Don't see many peppers in there, sweet. I'm just about out, gonna buy them out. Nobody else can. Okay, all right. Oh, I feel it right back up to Texas. Then, when you come back and look again, and see the pepper cores, they ask for something else. You got orange or grape? I said, no, I can hardly get all of the grape sugar and orange. Well, Mr. Fred Woods don't care of them. And he don't care at all the seeds, but I get the all the seeds from town. And I can't hardly find the grapes. That's a good orange lake. A good orange lake I can find most of the time. I know some of the stores in town have them, but I don't have time to get around all of them. I have to do the best I can because I hire somebody to carry them when I go. And like a person who's got a cart and just go around to the stores, get what they want. But I can't because but them people carry me, that's where I got to get them from. I can't keep on worrying them unless they charge me more. I ain't making none that much out of soda water. But
yeah.
I don't have 20 cents a bottle is all I get.
How much?
20 cents a bottle. 20 cents for each bottle.
Well, that doesn't, you don't make much then, do you?
No.
But you make about a nickel?
Well, I tell you the truth, I don't know a nickel. I get a carton in dinners with a soda water. A Pepsi Cola. I pay $1.19. And I get a carton down there, I pay $1.19.
That's eight?
Yeah. And that wouldn't, I don't know whether that would be a nickel or not.
Yeah, it'd be mighty close.
I guess $1.60. Wait, that's what I get when I pay.
Yeah.
When I say for 20 in the bar. $1.60.
But then you gotta put it on ice.
Got to keep it on ice.
Yeah. Well, they don't give that away.
You must have a big box.
I keep it. I could. Oh, to sell canned soda water and good value. Or I can go get some of them for 10 cents, but they don't want them.
Oh, don't they?
Don't pay all 20 cents for a can. Well, I'll sell them two for 35 cents. And sometimes they buy them, sometimes they won't. I said, I don't know, now this, I'm not new. They buy them and give me a quarter piece.
A bottle?
Yeah. They don't, they say it was. But them people down there, they don't think it was. They'd buy them. They'd rather me give them less than them for less.
Patterson don't go to church, does he?
I don't think so.
I never seen him go to church.
No, I haven't been.
He used to go with his mama. How long, you've been knowing Patterson a long time.
Yes. Ever since I was a girl.
Well?
Oh, you got a lot of Rodman in here. You didn't see them Rodman?
Yeah, I saw a few.
That means somebody will have to do some.
That's right.
And that's tedious.
Well, you just eat them.
He's young and I am.
Patterson?
Yeah.
I didn't know about Patterson. He's pretty dark fella.
Yeah.
All them children of which one's best children he's got? Is he What's the girl's name over there? used to live over there.
His daughter?
Yeah. Used to live over there, don't you know, at that ranch across the highway.
Oh, my God. Me, Larry?
Yeah.
Yes, she seemed to be a fine girl.
She seemed to be a fine girl. Does any of the boys like her?
Well, I don't know what on that baby boy.
Yeah.
He used to sit in my house most of the time. Mrs. Sharp was crazy about him. We took him just like he was our little baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was little then. I don't know what he, how he got to be since he been a big boy.
Yeah.
Of course, I see him pretty often. He always act nice with me.
What's his name?
Of course, I tell him he better act nice with me. That's Talon.
Yeah.
He married not long ago.
Oh, the baby boy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a skin flint. He's a hot tempered little fella. Where do you get that temper?
He got a temper?
Has he got a temper?
Oh no. I didn't know about my boy.
No, that you didn't. that boy will blow up someday.
Hmm.
He'll